Oh, I guess we should say, I'm ready to get my Bernie bro shit fired back up.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, if you're a girl out there, you don't like Bernie Sanders, guess who's going to hold you down and rape you at gunpoint? Me. The burn dog.
Yep.
We did get a letter from Bernie. It's like Hogwarts.
Please stop telling people that you're going to rape them on my behalf.
Yeah, if I see a woman running her mouth about Bernie, I'll just fucking threaten her.
I'll say this right
now.
I'm going to do as much as I possibly can to not pay attention to this election. I probably won't vote. But Cumtown gives a full-throated endorsement, a full deep-throated endorsement,
endorsement
of Bernie Sanders.
Absolutely. Yep. We do not like his policies. We don't know what they are.
Yeah.
He seems to be the candidate that stands
for
being
sexist. Look, I'm a
one-issue
voter.
There's
white
one
men.
Thing I like.
And he's made it clear.
Yeah.
He only cares about white men.
He said numerous times, there's no such thing as the black working class. They do not exist.
He said that.
He said that.
He said that verbatim.
Mm-hmm. I don't care about these people. Mm-hmm. I mean, and like, you know, Hillary voters proved in 2016 that there's no such thing as minorities that embrace any kind of socialist policies.
Mm-hmm.
That these are things that only white guys,
only white
guys care about.
Rich mm-hmm. white men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like that really appeals to me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that there's zero, you know, people like AOC or Russian plants, obviously.
100% not real.
Yeah. And she's just fake.
She's
fake.
Also a white man.
She's a white man.
She's a white man.
Wearing a titty costume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got, oh, and let me tell you, they got their money's worth on the mm-hmm. titty part of that
As
costume.
A woman, uh-huh. I can tell you, looking at AOC, there's no way that woman has better breasts than me. That's not a real woman. There's no way anyone has juicier tits than me, a woman that votes for Hillary.
A woman with a fucking
I love when these
relief pitcher's haircut.
These bras, you know, they're complaining about our man Bernie Sanders, right? Mm-hmm. And then they just talk about how tired they are.
Yeah.
Because that's really the goal, is that we want to get them all sleepy.
Tuckered mm-hmm. out.
Tuckered out.
Keep
so
that
then
glass
we can,
ceiling intact.
So then
they can't smash through the glass ceiling.
We're just trying to make every woman in this country
sleepy. Glass ceiling. How about this? Why don't we start working with glass floors, right? We
grow
women to the top positions
Lower.
In business.
I
you
love
put,
what
a,
you're
you put
saying.
A glass floor in there, we can see their pussies.
I love that.
From the mailroom.
Okay. I like that.
We got boss bitch up there
That's
barking
right.
rules at everybody. Guess what? I can see your pussy.
I'm looking at your labia, bitch.
I can see your entire vagina.
Yep.
And asshole. And we're beating off down
here. We're voting for
We'd
Bernie.
Like to invite every Hillary supporter to one of those cruises with a glass bottom boat, and we will be scuba diving underneath.
In shark costume.
Beating off a shark
Dressed
costume.
Like street sharks. I got roller skates on. I'm drowning. You can watch. The bubbles are leaving my body as I beat off. And I'm like, trick me, bitch. Trick me, bitch.
Bernie, Bernie,
Bernie. Bernie, bitch.
Honestly, I hope that like Kamala and all these fucking losers drop out
mm-hmm.
and Hillary gets back in there and we could just play it out again.
Yes.
Hillary versus Bernie.
It's going to be awesome.
I kind of miss it. Those were
no,
fun
isn't
days.
Isn't Biden about to get in the mix? Which is awesome.
Yeah.
I love every picture of Biden feeling titties and shit.
Yeah, he's like, there's so many pictures of him molesting people.
Well, it's just so funny. It's like, because then if it's Biden, it's not even like a fucking white guy thing anymore with Bernie. It's just they just have like some pathological hatred of Bernie Sanders.
It's all,
which can only be one of two things. It's like, you think socialism is bad, or you're an anti-Semite. Those are like the only two options left.
Yeah, because Biden's old as fuck.
Right. And his son,
he invented
and his son
racism.
Had brain cancer,
so
he's got so like
he's got a weak mind.
He's got those bad genes.
Yep. Bad he passed them on.
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, yeah, Biden is truly a piece.
I like that. Everybody talks about what a hero John McCain is and how tough he was for going to a POW camp, and then he's like, "I have a headache. I can't do my job anymore. My head hurts. Wow,
right?
Wow, my head hurts that's too true. Much to be senator." Oh, really?
Yeah, grow the
grow
fuck
up,
yeah.
fucking bitch.
Dude, how old is he and he's still not grown up?
Yep. Well, he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Well, I'm glad.
Hey, rest in peace.
R.I.P.
To a soldier.
to a fucking
to a
bitch.
Real
to a real
to a real soldier.
A S-O-U-L.
A real no limit.
As you know, 85% of our listeners are first responders.
No.
Apparently, they had to remove the want to see meter from the new Captain Marvel movie.
Oh yeah, because everyone's mad it's a woman.
From what I've read is that they're mad that she has bad feet.
Really?
Yeah, just gross looking.
Does Brie Larson have bad feet?
According to what I've heard,
she seems hot to me. Brie, if you're out there, I'll suck your toes.
Dasha hates her.
Why?
She hates her.
Why?
Apparently she's a big cunt.
Oh, so yeah. What? This bitch is just going to be named after cheese?
Brie, yeah.
That is a good point.
She had a big like anti-groping like thing under Me Too against sound guys that put on your like actresses' lav mics.
Shut up.
She's like, yeah, they graze.
Hey, that's part of the job, baby.
What if
that's one of the perks of the gig.
She had another like thing about like getting hit on by a TSA agent, like a tweet or something, which is like you're just shitting on peasants. You're just
dude,
like this
so
bitch.
Many of the guys at MSG would cut my nuts, and I didn't say anything.
The
you
peasants,
mean cut your
the
nuts.
Voice of the peasants.
Cut my nuts.
I am the voice of the peasants.
Yeah,
me and Bernard.
Yeah, that's another thing that those dumb bitches do.
They call him
Bernard Sanders. Like, that's supposed to be a fucking insult.
Yeah.
He sounds cool. He sounds black.
What's
now,
like calling,
actually.
Yeah, it's like calling Barack Obama Barry.
Yeah, that sounds tight.
Yeah.
Barry Obama sounds like he plays a
How about we start calling movie. Barry Weiss Barack Weiss?
Barack Hussein Weiss.
Yeah. I saw a dumb tweet from somebody that was like, about Bobby Jindal or whatever. It's like all the people that get mad about Barack Hussein Obama are probably going to be pretty pleased about pre-ush Bobby Jindal or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like you understand that the point of the Barack Hussein Obama thing is that it sounds like Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not that it's a foreign name.
Yeah. Fucking idiot.
It's like whatever dumb point you're trying to make, you just exposed your own racism.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
That was so funny when they thought he was the future of the Republican Party, dude. And then he opened his mouth and he just sounded like...
He
sounded like Kenneth from 30 Rock.
He really does.
Yeah.
He sounds like a man that's never gotten pussy in a day in his life.
Hi. How's it going?
Imagine how poorly Bobby Jindal fucks, dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's so little and skinny.
Yeah.
He's probably got bad dick game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a high-pitched voice. You don't want to hear that motherfucker whispering in your ear.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
You now, know Bobby, he wore suits to spin. School. To high school.
100%.
He was the suit kid.
With a clear roller back.
You know what I would wear?
I'm going to make Bernie t-shirts. Mm-hmm. Sell them online, give all the money to Trump.
What?
Or battered women.
No, dude.
What's worse?
Who are more harmful to society?
Yeah. You know, it'd be great if Bernie Sanders like completely copied Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign and won.
That would actually
so
be
he's
robbed.
Like, I'm here with Beyonce in Cedar Rapids, and we're chilling. It just works.
Yeah. Just Bernie with Cardi B and the fucking City Girls.
Well, Ellen, I will tell you, I've been doing the nay-nay lately. Most recently, I've been involving myself in the nay-nay.
That would rock my cock.
Yeah.
It would be... Listen, I bet you could get more people to be like, to vote for Bernie if they were like, imagine how mad it would make Hillary. That's how you fucking get center like, Republicans.
Just what do you like, mean? Oh, like as a troll.
Think
to,
about how much
as a troll
would hate
to Crooked.
It. Yeah.
To make Crooked get...
She would hate... She would hate it more than Trump winning. For real. I bet Hillary would rather Trump win again than Bernie.
It would be interesting to see, like, because I would like a rehash of the 2016 election. Like, I want Hillary to run to see how many people who vote for Hillary do not vote for Bernie in the general election.
Yes.
When it's like the stakes are even higher this time because of the incumbency.
They won't.
They won't.
They'll be like...
It would probably be like a horrific number. Probably like 45% of them
everything
won't vote.
That they fucking accused Bernie Sanders people of doing, they will actually do, and worse.
Right.
Well, in 2008, like more Hillary people voted for McCain than Bernie people.
25% of them.
Yeah. Of course they did.
25% of them went to McCain because they didn't want to support
him. And then she was leaking pictures of him in a turban and shit. Like Hillary was like fucking. She was the one that started all the fucking birther shit.
Yeah.
Dumb bitch, dude. Fuck Hillary. God damn.
I hope she comes back though.
I do too.
That would rule, dude.
That would be hilarious.
I would love it if, and then they like, there's somehow we get rid of the Electoral College at the same time that we get rid of presidential term limits.
Mm-hmm.
They think that that's like a good move.
Yeah.
And then that's when Trump starts winning the popular vote.
Yeah.
And then it's every 4 years Hillary loses to Donald Trump. Over and over and over again.
It's what we deserve.
Until the Chinese invade.
I'm enlisting in the fucking Red Army, dude.
Yeah.